25 to 4, Mark Gibson with you this afternoon. If you'd like to call up with any family law related issues, we've got a new segment with Jackie Brown, who's a family lawyer, 922 11882. If you'd like to ring up with a question of your own, we've got a few issues to tackle with Jackie. Good afternoon to you, Jackie.
Good afternoon, Mark. How are you?
Yeah, going well, thanks. How about yourself?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
That's good. It's a tricky subject, isn't it, family law? It often feels like there aren't really many winners, but it's a tricky subject to navigate, isn't it? You sometimes have to be a little bit careful what you can and can't say, and I guess I need to advise listeners of that in terms of any family court issues that might be pending right now.
Yes. So we can't mention any names. There are provisions in the Act that say that we're not allowed to do that. So as long as we don't do that, we should be right.
We should be okay. Now tell me then, because at the start of a couple of months ago, really, the start of the whole pandemic, and we were told, I think we spoke to psychologists, and people were expecting that there would be a fair bit more separations and even violence and these sorts of issues that could happen in the home by very virtue of the fact we were just, locked in a house together and spending so much time with our family members. What can you tell us? Is there any evidence to support any of that?
Thanks, Mark. It's been obviously not long since it's happened, and a number of the reporting agencies, haven't had an opportunity to do it. But certainly, anecdotally, the reports that we're seeing coming out from a lot of the domestic violence agencies is that the domestic violence has increased, and even Western Australian Police, the Deputy Commissioner, announced on the 8th of April that there had been 5% increase in the reports in WA, and we all know with domestic violence that it's one of the most underreported crimes that there is. So if it's 5% increase, then it could well be more in reality.
Yeah.
Likewise, with the number of separations, again, there's not really any hard evidence of it, but the anecdotal evidence that I'm hearing from a lot of my colleagues is that they're certainly quite busy at the moment, and there's people that I've seen who have been saying, I've been thinking about doing this for a while, but after being stuck for weeks on end with the other party, it sort of really crystallised things for them.
We're speaking with Jackie Brown, a family lawyer, 922 11882, if you've got a question. One area I wanted to ask you about, Jackie, was property settlement, and we do have a caller on this subject, I believe. Hi there, Jenny.
Oh, hi. Hi, Jackie, too. Just have a family member, close family member, who, a bit of a tricky one, got married in 2010, March 2010. They had two children. And left the marriage with the children. This is the wife, left the marriage with the children in December 2016 and returned to the family home with the husband as a married couple back in 29th of January 19, and has just had to leave again in May because it got quite abusive. Now, the thing is that there was a family court order signed by the wife February 2018 because there was a debt on the home and he was earning the money, where she signed basically the house over to him, although her name still remains on the title deeds and the mortgage. She also signed the court order where she wouldn't touch his superannuation, vehicle, furniture, property, money's held in his bank account. And he the same with her furniture, her super, money's in her account. With her going back from January 19 and having left May just last week, do you see her having any claim at all on anything of his super? Could that be put forward?
Jackie?
Very good question. Thank you, Jenny. And this can be a bit complicated, but certainly in circumstances where they've been together, well, back together for that second period for more than a year, I don't know whether or not they divorced after their initial separation in 2016. But it may well be the case that she has some entitlement because of the resumption of cohabitation. So it may be that she might be able to apply to have those 2018 orders set aside, or she might be able to simply make a new application. We do see this, you know, on occasion where people do resume living together, whether or not they've divorced. And if there has been a commingling of finances, or if she's been significantly contributing to a number of the other assets in some way, or supporting him in some way, then she may well have a claim.
Okay, does that help, Jenny? It is a complex issue. Yeah, it's a complex area.
It does, and they did not divorce, no.
Right.
But that may well be helpful for her, because the marriage has resumed, and certainly in certain circumstances, court orders can be, you can apply to have them set aside, and this may well be one of them.
Thanks for the call, Jenny. It might be well worth revisiting all that. I guess when it comes to things like superannuation, Jackie, there's no really hard and fast rules, are there? It's always dependent on the individual case.
Yes, absolutely. So the court has a very broad discretion, and obviously the parties, if they're negotiating and they reach a settlement, that settlement can look very different from one case to another. But superannuation has become problematic in light of what's happened with COVID-19, particularly as Australians tend to have a lot of superannuation invested in shares. And we all know what's happened with the share market in the last few months. So a lot of people have taken a big slide in their superannuation.
And then people now have access to $10,000 and then $20,000 of their super. So you could be dipping into that, which can affect how things sit with your partner or your ex-partner and that sort of thing. Yeah, there's a lot of factors at play.
Absolutely.
All right, Jackie, stay with us. 922-11-882 is the number. I'm going to take a quick break. Nikki has phoned through. If you're okay to hold, we'll get to you after the break, and plenty more issues to explore with our family lawyer, Jackie Brown. If you've got any questions for Jackie, 922-11-882.
Perth Tonight.
Many of our top athletes live this entitlement attitude. They expect enticements, awards, money for them to perform well. And community sport at the moment, it's all about grading kids according to their age, according to their ability, according to their skill set. Why do we go out and bang a ball on the beach and play with our mates for hours on end? Because we love being with them and we love doing those activities. I believe that up to a certain age, community sport should just be about playing and having fun.
Perth Tonight with Chris Ilsley. Weeknights from 8 on 882 6PR. Or catch up now at 6pr.com.au.
Hello, it's Terry Wallace. In my playing days, I was lucky enough to play in premiership teams and proudly represent the Big V. If you run a business, contact MEGT about building your winning team with an apprentice. MEGT also check your eligibility for financial incentives. As the largest and only national apprenticeship network provider, MEGT are your local apprenticeship experts. With only first-rate apprentices, get your number one draft pick now. Think apprentice, think MEGT. Go to MEGT.com.au or call 13-MEGT.
That can't be the doorbell because everyone is at home.
Yes, most businesses are having a bit of downtime. And that's the sound of another brilliant Belfort idea.
Take advantage of your business hibernation and get some design and refurbishment work completed.
That's right. Whether it be office modifications, toilet refurbs, or something as simple as painting the walls.
If your business needs interior design and refurbishment and you want it completed on time and on budget, visit belfort.com.au.
At Kia, we are proud to be home to Australia's best 7-year warranty. When you purchase any new Kia, you'll get the protection, security and confidence of worry-free driving for 7 years with Kia's 7 years unlimited kilometre warranty, 7 years capped price servicing and up to 8 years roadside assistance. This is why Kia is home to Australia's best 7-year warranty. Full warranty terms at kia.com.au.
At Spotlight, a window's what you make it. Save 30% off made-to-measure internal shutters, plus a further 10% off if you do it yourself. Book your free in-home measuring quote today. Call 1-300-662-742. Exclusions apply. At Spotlight, it's what you make it.
G'day, business owners. Growing your business through the power of TV has never been easier. And it's thanks to Nine Voyager, Australia's first self-serve TV advertising platform. You control your budget, when you want to advertise, and who you want to reach. Don't have an ad? No worries. They can even create a free one for you. Plus, you can earn Qantas points for every dollar spent through the Qantas Business Rewards Program. Ninevoyager.com.au. TV advertising made easy. Qantas Business Rewards conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Scott Ingram. Our business name, Helium Marketing, was chosen to represent our mission to be light and responsive. Reimagining how we communicate and do business is vital. Fortunately, in a digital space, we can be agile. Helium Marketing is here to help. Our local team prioritise speed of delivery and can work with you remotely as needed. Talk to us about an online overhaul and preparing your website for more activity. Call 1-800-HELIUM. That's H-E-L-I-U-M.
There are a lot of things you can do to help save the world right now, like puzzles and learning how to bake. Help save humanity by really not getting anywhere near it. Learn about the World Health Organization's 5 ways to fight COVID-19 at the WHO website.
This is the Weekend Catch-Up with Mark Gibson on 882 6PR.
Yes, it's 14 minutes to four. Very nice, 21 degrees outside. We are chatting to family lawyer Jackie Brown from Lynn and Brown. All sorts of issues. If you've got a question for Jackie, give us a call, 922 11 882. Let's go straight to Nikki. Hi there.
I have a very difficult problem, and I think probably maybe the solicitor you've got there could give me at least a name that I could go to for help.
Sure.
I have two grandchildren in Dubai, one's 7, one's 12, and the mother has custody of them, but she has a block and will not let them leave Dubai, so they can't fly out. My son is in Australia. He's not allowed to go into Dubai. And the problem is he wants them home. Their rooms are ready. They've always lived with him. He keeps them. He pays everything for them, which he doesn't have to. Pays for the school, pays for everything. And they're looked after by a nanny at the moment. Everybody in the family, including me, has been and stayed there for a long while. I did 3 months, but it's impossible to stay in Dubai all the time. We all have different lives. I really need to know, is there anyone that can help us get these children out? Can they lift the blockage? We've been to court. The solicitor can't seem to help there. They keep closing down the courts. I need to someone like an international lawyer or someone that can actually help us. The girl is Australian. The boy was just about to be Australian, but the mother cancelled all his affections at the embassy. But the mother doesn't see them at all. She lives in Korea. She doesn't look after them. She doesn't have any contact with them except very nasty phone calls. Is there any way I can possibly get them out? Because they've been without my son for over a year, and although he speaks to them every day and does their schooling online, because now, of course, the school's closed, but it's still not like seeing them in the flesh, and he is so devastated, and we don't really know who to go to get some help.
Nikki, that's quite a predicament. If the mother's in Korea, the children are in Dubai, the father is in Australia. Jackie, what are your thoughts on that?
Normally I'd say, look, if the country is a Hague Convention country, so if it's one of the countries that has signed up to the International Hague Convention, then you may be able to make an application through the Hague Convention, which is an international way to be able to deal with the children. But I'm a bit concerned that the UAE may not be a Hague Convention country. So if the children are over there, I would suggest that your son goes over there and takes the children from there, particularly if mum's not even there. Presumably, he would have access to their passports, and if he's got access to their passports, then he may well be able to get them. And I know that the government is allowing compassionate travel in some circumstances, and I would imagine that if there's two children without a parent stuck in Dubai, that would quite possibly qualify for one of those compassionate circumstances.
Nikki, does he have access to their passports?
He has got their passports, and he is their guardian, but he hasn't got the... she's the custodian, and they don't... He actually adopted the boy, which is hers, but they don't... Sharia law doesn't... approve of adoption, so they gave her back the custodianship. And also, he has two writs out on him because she said that he kidnapped the boy when he was a year old.
Okay, you do need some help. It's getting into some fairly murky territory there, Jackie, isn't it?
Absolutely. So if he's got writs out for his arrest there, then it probably wouldn't be the best thing for him to go back there. But there are certainly, lawyers in the UAE who specialise in Sharia law who would be able to do that. I know a lawyer over there, and if you wanted to give your details to the producer afterwards, to Liz, I'm sure she would be able to get in contact so I can pass on those details.
Okay, let's do that because, yes, that's getting very niche when you start talking about Sharia law as well as family law and dealing with the UAE. And that's good of you, though, Jackie. Hopefully Nikki can touch base with you and you can point her in the right direction off air.
Yeah.
Jackie, in a general sense then, it just reminded me when we're talking about the travel restrictions, how much has COVID-19 played into some of these issues and problems with family law, given the restrictions of things like travel?
Luckily in the in WA, we've obviously had those very strict intrastate borders, which have loosened a little bit recently. But we were very lucky in that having court orders that you had to travel to drop children off or pick children up was one of the exemptions for that. And if you presented them at one of the borders, then that was going to be okay.
Yeah.
There are some broader issues where we've got parents who are interstate or overseas and with them travelling. But again, the government have been very proactive in allowing parents to be able to try to continue the normal arrangements for their children.
Okay, that's good. What about the family court system generally? It's notoriously slow. People get bogged down in court cases that can drag on for years. What has COVID-19 done in that sense? Are things getting slower?
Yeah. So unfortunately, Mark, it's a very under-resourced system. And we have a really great principal registrar and a fantastic chief judge who have been trying their hardest for the last couple of years to try and get things back on track and to reduce the time for people to get to a hearing and also to a trial. But unfortunately, with the restrictions for COVID-19, it's just placed all of that back so much further. We've had a lot of instances where the court's gone to hearing matters over the telephone rather than hearing matters in person to try and maintain social distancing. And that sort of thing. We've cancelled some of the circuit court hearings. So in Bunbury and Broome and Kalgoorlie and a lot of the regional areas, that's affected them quite dramatically. Even if you do manage to get a hearing, unless it's urgent, they're automatically being adjourned to sometime after September to be dealt with. So it really has pushed things back significantly.
What are we looking at in terms of time currently to get to trial?
Look, best case scenario, time to trial for a property matter is at least 2 years. Children's matter, you might be able to get it inside of that two-year period, but there are a number of matters that are significantly longer than that as well.
Wow, it's an awfully long time to wait when there can be all sorts of factors at play. Jackie, we're running out of time. There's lots of, you do this every day, but as we just learned then, with there's so many complex cases and there are so many things we could talk about, so I'm sure we'll do it again. But thanks very much for joining us on the program this afternoon.
Fantastic. Thanks a lot, Mark. Have a great weekend.
You too. That's Jackie Brown from Lynn & Brown Family Lawyers. And thanks for the calls, 922-11882. We can see if we can get Jackie on again next weekend. There's plenty of issues to sift through in the world of family law. In the meantime,